I just want to tell you that some of the music we play is really not geared for your bumping enjoyment. It's geared for you to think. So for those of you who don't think too much, I'm just telling you about that shit before we drop it on.
Dead, it's just it's been forgotten, removed from our language. Nobody teaches it, so no one knows it exists. The dreamers banished to obscurity. I'm trying to change all that, and I hope you are too. I'm trying to change all that, and I hope you are too. I'm trying to change all that, and I hope you are too. By dreaming every day. Dreaming with our hands, and dreaming with our minds. The planet is facing the greatest problems it's ever faced. Ever. So whatever you do, don't be bored. This is absolutely the most exciting time you could have possibly hoped to be alive. Things have just started.
Then you can control it. More realistic and less bizarre than honest.
You know,
know, I just woke from a dream. It wasn't like a typical dream. It seemed more like I could walk into an alternate universe or something.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, technically, it's a phenomenon of sleep. But you can have so much damn fun in your dreams. And of course, everyone knows fun rules.
Yeah.
So what was going on in your dream?
A lot of people, a lot of talking. No, some of it was kind of absurdist, like in a strange movie or something. Most of it was just people going on about whatever. It was really intense. I woke up wondering, where did all this stuff come from?
You can't control that, you know.
Do you have these dreams all the time?
Oh yeah, I'm always going to make the best of it. But the trick is, you got to realize that you're dreaming in the first place. You got to be able to recognize it. You got to be able to ask yourself, hey man, is this a dream? See, most people never ask themselves that when they're awake, or especially when they're asleep. Seems like everyone's sleepwalking through their waking state or wakewalking through their dreams. Either way, they're not going to get much out of it.
The thing that snapped me into realizing I was dreaming was my digital clock. I couldn't really read it. It's like the circuitry was all screwed up.
Yeah, that's real common. And small printed materials can be tough too. Very unstable. Another good tip off is trying to adjust light levels. Can't really do that. If you see a light switch nearby, turn it on and off and see if it works. If you see a light switch nearby, turn it on and off and see if it works. If you see a light switch nearby, turn it on and off and see if it works. Turn it on and off and see if it works. That's one of the few things you can't do in a lucid dream. What the hell, I can fly around, have an interesting conversation with Albert Schweitzer, and explore all these new dimensions of reality.
But that's like one of the things that you do to test if you're dreaming.
Yeah, like I said, you can totally train yourself to recognize it. I mean, just hit a light switch every now and then. If the lights are on, and you can't turn them off, you're most likely you're dreaming. And then you can get down to business. And believe me, it's unlimited. Hey, you know what I've been working on lately? Oh man, it's way ambitious, but I'm getting better at it. You're gonna dig this. 360 vision, man. 360 vision, man. 360 vision, man. I can see in all directions. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I gotta go, man.
Okay, later, man. Super profundo in the early evening today.
What's that mean?
Well, you know, I've never figured it out. Maybe you can. This guy always whispers it in my ear. Lewis, he's a recurring dream character.